I die.
Dude, I almost saved this story for woke news tomorrow night because it was so crazy and so wild how fast, you know, disinformation, that's what we're concerned about in 2021. Very, very concerned about. And we look to journalists to keep us away from disinformation. But it seems to be they have a big hand. And sometimes if it goes for something that they want to believe, they jump on it and spread disinformation. A baseball fan was wrongfully accused of yelling a racial slur at a player during Sunday's game between the Colorado Rockies and the Miami Marlins. Crowd mics picked up a person yelling while Marlins player Lewis Brinson was at the plate. And from there, the assumption started to fly. Now, I'm going to play this. And it's not saying what you think he's saying, just so you know, folks. So don't freak out.
Before you play it, when I heard it, I saw tweets going out. And I pushed play. Because they said that he was yelling a racial slur, I heard the racial slur too. But my first thought was, why would one person scream that out in a stadium unless they were completely out of their mind? Which, now that takes racism out of it. That's just a crazy person. And then my next thought was, Will, if they were yelling a racial slur, how did they not get lynched by everybody in that section? Like, the crap beat out of them? Because that's what would actually happen in any public stadium anywhere in the country. I don't care if it's Turner Field in Atlanta in the middle of Georgia. Somebody yells that out. What we're about to hear, what you think you're going to hear, and then we'll get to the bottom of it. They would have been murdered in the stadium. So that's my thought. I needed more information.
I think most people would say that violence would be okay. I bet you there's a pretty sizable small percentage that would say that it would be okay if someone killed that guy. If he dared said that word like
right.
that.
Right. But I mean, this blew up and went completely viral before there was even an investigation.
This was a USA Today journalist said that this person should be arrested. And they, you know, he got doxxed and, you know, people came after him, you know, online and in person, too, over something that was a total misunderstanding. Here's the clip in question. This is from an account called Earth, Wind, and Pfizer, by the way. So, you know where they stand. They want to believe this stuff because it goes with their worldview and it's more evidence to their worldview. However, it just didn't happen. Here's a clip. Okay, so obviously, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear the word that they said he said, which is obviously the N-word.
I did only because they said in the tweet it was a racial slur.
Yeah.
But then when I found out what he really said, it's clear as day what he really said.
So the problem with this is people immediately jumped to conclusions and said that he was saying the N-word. The Colorado Rockies mascot is named Dinger. D-I-N-G, yeah. Like, oh, he hit some dingers at a baseball game. That's what he was yelling, and it was confirmed. You know, they checked it out. This guy was with his grandson, and he was trying to get the mascot's attention to come over, which I guess he was in the vicinity there. Everybody jumped to conclusions on this. This guy, Drew Holden, he makes these threads of... this is the beautiful thing about Twitter, is these people get exposed, you know, instantly. The New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, AP... All these people, USA Today, NBC, I mean, all sports.
ESPN.
Center. Yes.
ESPN, yeah.
Jumped to conclusions immediately. Then when they kind of went, looks like he wasn't saying that. Then they kind of showed some, well, it's not clear now if that's exactly what he said. They didn't even really say that's not. They just went, it appears, and maybe after... You know, maybe that wasn't what he said after.
The Rockies, after investigating it, they interviewed people that were sitting all around this man and his grandson, and they all said, no, he was yelling the mascot's name. We all saw it.
Pretty clear.
They would have killed him. They would have killed him if he was yelling racial slur.
Earth, Wind, and Pfizer still has his tweet up, even though now it's and he's totally saying that he's...
Because he loves it.
I know, because it goes with his worldview. And it's
that's
more
the thing,
evidence
too.
For his worldview.
Do you think the New York Post and the Washington Post and all of these people that ran with this, do you think they were upset about this?
No,
or
were they
salivating?
Thrilled.
Yes. They were like, oh my God, this is so good. They were so excited. They loved it. They loved that this possibly was a real deal thing. They were like, man, this is gonna get so many clicks. This is awesome. And then when the truth came out, are they doing retractions? Hell no.
The Rockies still have a response from this. They said the Colorado Rockies are disgusted at the racial slur by a fan directed at Mark. We know that's not true, but all this stuff is still up, and then it gets memory hold. So then you can go back to it, and people will go, oh, yeah, remember that time the guy at the Rockies game, it's called that guy the N-word, and nothing happened to him? And people go on believing that actually happened.
So now that we know it's Dinger, play it again. Because you hear Dinger now. Once I found out, it's clear as day saying Dinger.
All right, hold on.
Dinger! Dinger!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very clear.
I hear Dinger now. I only heard the other one because they were telling me to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is the things that I bitch about constantly, where these are the people who want to guard you from disinformation when they rush to conclusions when it's something that supports their worldview. And it's very interesting that the majority of corporate press outlets that aren't, there's ones that lean right, the Daily Caller, Daily Wire, those ones have their own point of view that they... I think their journalism's better, though. I don't think they rush to conclusions, at least a little bit. They kind of tend to wait. There are some that do, but these ones are really bad, and they're the ones that people rely on, NBC, AP. People aren't reading, Daily Wire, AP, or
And that's what Daily this Caller this right here, this should be an eye-opener to people, and it won't be, but it should be an eye-opener to people that they want racism. They want to they want to paint us. And by us, I mean everybody of every race, every color. They want everybody to think that they hate each other because it's better for their bottom line, their dollar. They're going to make money off of us thinking that we hate each other. It's crazy. Just keep pushing it. Hey, everybody, we're all racist. When it's a small, small amount of people, very small amount. But they want it. They want to make it look like it's an epidemic. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, said, put him in jail. I mean...
For yelling the mascot's name.
But even if he said that word, which is an awful thing to say.
It would be dumb.
Put him in jail?
You bar him from baseball games. You could do that. You could kick him out of the stadium.
Right. 100%. Yeah. USA Today is a fact-checking partner for Facebook. They're the ones who tell you what's going on in the world. And they don't care. They don't care about disinformation. They just want to have a monopoly on the ones who are able to spread this stuff. That's all they want.